Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Roto Baller Fantasy Baseball Series. I'm your host, Anthony Agnano, here, helping you prepare for the 2020 fantasy baseball season. Guys, if you haven't seen already here on the Roto Baller YouTube channel, tons of great content. We already have a couple of videos up preparing for that 2020 fantasy baseball season, your fantasy baseball draft. We looked at the Houston Astros cheating scandal. I took a look at some undervalued fantasy baseball starting pitchers, and we'll continue to visit pitchers and hitters and all around fantasy baseball, and we'll take a look at all of it throughout the winter months leading up to your drafts, usually sometime in March. We have mock drafts going on right now at rotoballer.com, so make sure you check it all out there as well. Sign up for that premium package using the promotional code ACES. Save yourself a few dollars there using that promo code. Get the draft guide, the lineup optimizers, and all the great stuff at rotoballer.com. Be sure to listen to Roto Baller Radio, whether it's right here on the Roto Baller YouTube channel, iTunes, wherever your favorite podcasts are found, as well as on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, Monday to Friday, 6 to 7 a.m. and 1 to 2 a.m., a combination of Scott Engel, Real Talk Raph, myself, and Josh Hayes. So check it all out there at Roto Baller and Roto Baller Radio. Now, the point of today's show, I want to look at some sneaky stolen base sources for your draft. We know the big-time steal guys, the guys who are going in the first round. And let's first look at some stats from 2019. There were 96 players last season who hit 20 or more home runs. Pete Alonso led baseball. He had 50-plus home runs. He was the only player with over 50. You had 10 players with over 40, 53 players over 30 home runs, and 96 over 20 home runs. Home runs were everywhere. The opposite of stolen bases. There were only 2 players with over 40 steals last year, only 6 over 30 steals, and only 15 players with 20 or more stolen bases. So just do that comparison. 15 players, 20 or more steals, 96 players, 20 or more home runs. There were 27 players overall with over 15 stolen bases in Major League Baseball this year. Stolen bases is a dying art. We get that. It becomes harder and harder to find if you're in a 5x5 roto to find stolen bases. So what are people doing now? They're paying up. Ronald Acuna is going in the top 3 of drafts. Christian Yelich is going in the top 3, and deservedly so. These are players who are giving you the 30-plus home runs, the 30-plus stolen bases. Ronald Acuna is a potential 40-40 player. Mike Trout was that at one point. His stolen bases have declined as he's become a little older and a little more fragile. I guess he's missed some time here and there. Trey Turner is a first-round pick. Francisco Lindor is a first-round pick for obvious reasons. These are elite-level hitters, 300-plus hitters with 25 homer and 25 stolen base potential. But you don't necessarily have to go down that road. What if you decide to go Gerrit Cole in the first round? He's the first pitcher off the board. Jacob deGrom at later in the first round. Max Scherzer, Walker Buehler. All pitchers who I'm seeing go late first into the early second round. If that's the road you take, if you decide to go an Alex Bregman in round 1, a Nolan Arenado in round 2, a Cody Bellinger, guys who aren't going to provide you stolen bases, where can you find it? I'm not a big believer in punting a category, at least not on draft day. You see how the season plays out. If you're not going to make any up ground in stolen bases, you readjust mid-season. It's a long season. You have plenty of time to do that. But on draft day, I don't like punting a category, and stolen bases are one of them. So if you don't get that elite stolen base threat in round 1, round 2, if you don't want to trust Jonathan Villar in round 3, who went 20-20 last season and has landed in a nice spot now in Miami, I believe, where are there stolen bases to be found? And I have 6 players here today who you can all get after round 10, round 10 and further back, based on NFBC ADP rankings. My number 1 name on the list is Kevin Newman of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Last season, 531 plate appearances. He hit .308 with a .353 on base percentage. Rule number 1 for a player who could steal you some bases, he needs to get on base. That's why Billy Hamilton is an unsigned free agent right now. Because as fast as he was, he just wasn't on base enough. He didn't give a team more than his speed. These players I mentioned today are all above average hitters. Here, one more stat for you I should have mentioned. Last season, the top 100 hitters, okay, the number 100 ranked batting average player in baseball last year? Was Victor Robles of the Washington Nationals a stolen base threat? Obviously, year two this season. I won't mention him much today, but the 100th ranked hitter, batting average-wise, he hit .255. Everybody on this list hit higher than that. So these are top 100 batting average players who are providing you with some stolen bases. And like I mentioned, Kevin Newman of the Pittsburgh Pirates, shortstop. 531 plate appearances last year. He hit .308, like I said, .353 on base percentage. Struck out less than 12% of the time. You love those numbers. He's a guy, he's a contact hitter, hits the ball well, and then when on base, provides you a sprinkle of stolen bases. What's interesting, 16 stolen bases last year, 10 in the second half, starting shortstop for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Now keep this in mind, the year before last, this is a player who stole 28 bases in AAA. Does he have the potential as Pittsburgh's lineup continues to be diminished? Josh Bell, really the only big threat there. This is a team that's going to potentially run more. 28 stolen bases in AAA in 2018 for Kevin Newman. Okay, current ADP in the NFBC is at 195. That puts him in round 16. Again, you give me a couple of these stolen base guys, round 12, round 14, round 16. I can be middle of the pack in stolen bases. I don't have to win the category in my 5x5 roto. I can focus on pitching. I can focus on power. Get me middle of the pack steals. Kevin Newman, one of those pieces who can help you do that. Number two is Oscar Mercado, the young player for the Cleveland Indians. Cleveland is in a youth movement right now. They're still trying to trade Francisco Lindor. Okay, the outfield is a younger outfield now. They've brought in new pieces. Mercado last season hit .269 with a .318 on base percentage. The on base percentage needs to improve year two, no doubt about that. 482 plate appearances, combined 29 stolen bases between the minors and majors last year. 15 of those 29 were at the big league level. Okay, he's a 30 plus stolen base guy regularly in the minor leagues. He's going to hit in the top of that Indian lineup, it seems. Right now, slated to bat number two behind Francisco Lindor, according to Roster Resource. If Lindor gets traded between now and opening day, or even into the season, now Mercado would most likely slide up into that number one hitter spot, and again, the opportunity for more stolen bases. Current NFBC is at 115 overall. That puts him right at the brink of round 10 for Oscar Mercado. Again, look for the steals. Round 10, maybe do an even number thing starting in round 10. Round 10, Oscar Mercado. Round 16, Kevin Newman. And now all of a sudden, you've got 20 here. You've got 15 to 20 there. You're middle of the pack in stolen bases. Number three, Gene Segura. And I was surprised to be able to include him on this list this year. But when you look at what he did in his first year in Philadelphia, stolen bases slid on him, no doubt about it. This is a 20-plus stolen base guy from 2013 to 2018. In 2019, last season, his first full year with the Philadelphia Phillies, he still hit .280 with a .323 on-base percentage. Stolen bases dripped down to 10, okay? He wasn't even one of those 27 players who cracked 15 stolen bases. Now, that could be an organizational philosophy. Bring in Bryce Harper, Rhys Hoskins. We're not going to risk the run. We're going to wait for the three-run homer. But newsflash, that didn't work for the Philadelphia Phillies last year. That's just the bottom line, right? They were a fourth-place team in the National League East. Reevaluate, new manager there, new coaching staff. Potential for Gene Segura to do what he does best. Get on base and run. Okay, remember, he's moving to the second base this year. Didi Gregorius will be the shortstop for the Philadelphia Phillies. He can really hit anywhere in the lineup. His current NFBC NFBC ADP is 183. It puts him in round 15. Another player, 15-plus stolen base potential after that initial surge, all right, in those after round 10, starting round 15 type of value. Gene Segura sits on my list. Number four is Tommy Edman of the St. Louis Cardinals. In 343 plate appearances last year, he had .304 with a .350 on base percentage. An amazing number for a guy who can run. 15 stolen bases last year, 12 of them in the second half as he became a spark plug for that the St. Louis Cardinals. Matt Carpenter is on the decline, and this is a St. Louis team that's not afraid to run. Guys like Dexter Fowler, Colton Wong over 20 stolen bases last year, and now Tommy Edmond with 12 in the second half, 15 total. Strikes out about 17.5% of the time. He's a contact type of hitter, okay, and he could play the outfield. You could see time in left field, second base, third base this season for the St. Louis Cardinals. Current NFBC ADP is at 138. That puts him around the end of round 11, start of round 12 in a 12-team league. Again, you could do, starting round 10, that every other round, the even rounds. Round 10, Oscar Mercado. Round 12, Tommy Edman. Round 14, Gene Segura. Round 16, Kevin Newman. And there you have 80 stolen bases, ladies and gentlemen. You didn't invest early. You invested in the pitching, the power. Round 10 and on, you invested in stolen bases. Next up is the Mets shortstop, Ahmed Rosario. The tale of two halves for Ahmed Rosario last year. Now, keep in mind, Ahmed Rosario is still only 23 years old and is now 3 years removed from being a top five major league prospect, not just Met prospect. And if you watch the Mets every day, you saw it develop as the year went on last season. Okay, 2018, he hit 256 with a 295 on base percentage and stole 24 bases. Last season, the stolen bases dipped a bit, but everything else went up. In 2019, he hit 287 with a 323 on-base percentage. I love the direction, the batting average, the on-base percentage is going. He stopped chasing at sliders in the dirt, was more patient. Stole 19 bases. He's a guy with 43 steals over the last two seasons. And on Fangraphs, he has a 60 out of 60 speed rating, does Ahmed Rosario. His first half last year, he hit 260, 10 steals with 76 strikeouts. In his second half, His on-base percentage was 260. Second half, his batting average was 319, 45 strikeouts, decreased the strikeouts, increased the batting average, and maintained the speed with 9 stolen bases. Current NFBC ADP is at 131, okay? Round 10, round 11 again. If you miss Mercado, Ahmed Rosario is there in that same spot to provide you 15 to 20 stolen bases, the potential to more. He's hit leadoff in this lineup. He can also hit at the bottom of the order and hit eighth. It all depends on what the Mets do with Brandon Nemo. I like Rosario at the top of the order if that on-base percentage is going to continue to climb. And number one, the guy you could get in the absolute final round of your draft is Lourie Garcia of the Chicago White Sox. This is a professional hitter who provides just enough speed to be useful in a 5x5 roto, especially in one where you set the lineup on a daily basis. In 2018, he only had 275 plate appearances. He stole 12 bases with a 271 batting average. Last season, gets to play every day, 618 plate appearances, 289 batting average, 310 on base percentage, a little low. He wanted over 325 into that 330 range, but still hit 279, and he stole 15 bases. He's slated to play second base every day and bat ninth for the White Sox. But now this is an improved White Sox team, right? You have Moncada at third. You're going to get a full season of the young outfielders, Eloy Jimenez, Luis Robert. They brought in Jose Abreu. You like a lot of what this Chicago White Sox team is doing. Tim Anderson at shortstop as well. Lourie Garcia, in that ninth spot, if he gets on, is just going to run, okay, with all those hitters coming up behind him. 15 steals. His current NFBC ADP is at 431. If your draft drafts 36 rounds in a 12 team, that's where you could get Lourie Garcia. But the truth of the matter is you could get him in last pick of the entire draft, and you're getting double-digit stolen bases, potentially 15 steals. With, remember, go back what I said at the start, the 100th hitter in the league was Victor Robles, and he hit 255. Lourie Garcia last year hit 279. He is a benefit to your batting average and a benefit to the stolen bases on your team in a 5x5 roto format. All right, everybody, follow me on Twitter at @AAnnieAnnalFantasy. Thanks for watching. I'll be back later this week with some undervalued power-hitting options for your fantasy draft. It's been fun. Enjoy the rest of your day, folks. And don't forget, head over to rotoballer.com and check out everything we have there. Have a good one, folks.